Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Joining us on the line, political analyst Steve Roberts, taking a look at what's going on in Washington. Steve, thanks for being with us. All right, the Epstein files once again. It didn't take long after the government reopened to get that to the front and center. The president may be changing his tune overnight, saying, all right, now just release them all. What do you make of what happens here?
Well, not maybe. He definitely changed his tune. And the reason is clear. He was going to lose. There's one thing we know about Donald Trump. He hates to lose. And he fought valiantly for days to try to convince the Republicans, a handful of them, who had sponsored this resolution, to release all the Epstein files. He brought them down to the White House. He bullied them. He lobbied them. And they didn't move. And so the Speaker of the House said, well, I'm going to have a vote this week. Over the weekend, Republicans on television boasted they would get as many as 100 Republicans defecting. Trump could not face that loss. He could not face that humiliation. That's the single biggest reason that he caved in. But there's a second one. He said in calling for this vote and saying Republicans should vote for the bill, he said, well, I have nothing to hide. And that might well be true. We don't know what's in those files, and it would be totally unfair to Trump to judge what's in those files before we see them. But it looked like he had something to hide. The whole way he was operating, his almost desperate attempt to convince Republicans to drop their support for this resolution, it was increasingly fishy. What was he hiding? And that politically can be devastating. So he just decided that he was going to reverse course, as he sometimes does, and we'll see what's in the files. We don't know what's in the files. Trump could be totally exonerated. But we do know that he was staving off defeat, and we do know that he was increasingly worried that it just looked, he looked weak. You know, when he, and it's not just that Donald Trump hates to be, you know, loser. He hates to look weak. And he knew that that's what was coming across, and that's why he changed his mind.
It looks like it will pass overwhelmingly tomorrow in the House. But is there some question of whether this would pass in the Senate?
There always is a question about that. The Senate can be very ornery about that. But if Trump tells Republicans, feel free to vote for it, then the odds increase significantly that it will pass. And as I say, we do not know what's in those trove of documents. We do know from certain missives that have leaked out, you know, that Trump is mentioned in a number of them. At one point, Epstein says Trump knows about the girls, meaning the young women that Epstein ruthlessly exploited sexually. And another missive, he says, the dog that didn't bark is Donald Trump. Well, we don't know what that means. And we've got to be really fair to Trump here. Just because his name appears in these files does not mean he's guilty of any kind of moral or criminal charge. But we do know he was nervous about it. So let's see what they show.
Yeah, to that point, I mean, these files are going to come out, and a lot of it is correspondence between people that leaves a lot up to the imagination. Of course, the person who would know everything about it is dead and can't provide any context. So it kind of seems like you're just relying on whoever you trust the most's best interpretation of all these files, and it's going to be a messy situation no matter what.
It's already a messy situation. You're right about that. People will be seizing on these from both sides, and Republicans will say, see, Trump's exonerated, he has nothing to hide. Democrats will say, see, Trump was involved, and he has to answer for his past actions. We do know that Donald Trump has been married 3 times. We know that he's been convicted in a New York court of sexual assault. We do know that he paid hush money to a former porn actress to cover up their affair. We know that there are plenty of incidents in Donald Trump's past involving his sexual escapades. The Access Hollywood tape that almost sank his first campaign, where he bragged about his sexual conquests. So there's nothing new about Donald Trump and sex, and there's nothing new about his previous life as a boastful New York playboy. Let's just be fair and let's see what the files do show.
The president also rolling back some tariffs on imported groceries to provide relief for Americans that are dealing with rising prices. And he says he wants to give working families $2,000 tariff dividend checks. How far does this go for him?
Not very far. I mean, this is a far more important story than Jeffrey Epstein, because it affects, as we've talked about so often over the years, it affects every family in Buffalo and everywhere else. And the single biggest reason Donald Trump was elected president was escalating prices under Joe Biden. And Biden kept saying, you know, things are fine. And folks around their kitchen tables looking at their grocery bills, looking at their credit cards, said, no, they're not. There's just this basic disconnect between the good news that Biden was trumpeting and the bad news people saw in their own lives. But now Trump is president, and Trump has exactly the same problem. He said it's a con job. That's a phrase he used in all capital letters. Democrats arguing about affordability. It's a con job. Well, folks know it's not a con job. Prices are up on the average of 3% this year, and that's the inflation figure. Now, that's a better performance than Biden, because Biden's inflation, particularly fueled by COVID, was up about 5% a year. But every shopper knows that Trump has not kept his promise. He said he was going to reduce prices, and he hasn't. But it was a promise he never was going to be able to keep, because presidents don't have that kind of power. And so, yes, he is now, he realizes that, no, for all of his bluster about being a con job, he knows darn well that the single biggest threat to Republicans keeping control of the House next year are prices. And he's looking desperately for ways, and there are not many ways in which a president can affect the economy, but he's trying to, as you point out, maybe reduce the tariffs on key goods like coffee and bananas, which are imported. Maybe this kind of scheme of $2,000 rebate checks. He's talking about trying to negotiate lower drug prices with drug companies. But all told, a president has very, very little power to control prices. And he promised it's something he couldn't deliver. He said he would reduce prices, but that's not within the power of a president really to do that.
Well, Steve, as always, thank you. Look forward to talking with you next week. Steve Roberts, political analyst, joining us live here on WBEN.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year. I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.